City says they have it. Wisner had to dive on it.
There he is.
And they're saying it is a turnover, and Cass City recovers. So just when the Redhawks needed anything to bounce their way, that is exactly what happens. And it's first and 10 for the Redhawks at the 31-yard line.
Well, I misspoke, Clark, because when I said Brandon Horn needs to get on the tackling list, instead he decides to one-up me and go ahead and recover the fumble. And Keegan Valentine comes from his slot position heading to the right side of the field. And as the ball is snapped, it never got back to Wisner. I don't know if it hit Valentine on the way through or just was a bad snap. It hits the turf, and Cass City jumps on it. Brandon Horn recovers it, and now Cass City taken over.
In the spread, Mason Erla throws downfield at the 40, and it's picked off by Hunter Seeley. Hunter Seeley brings it in at the 40-yard line, and Mason Erla has his second interception of the night, and it's just one play later that Lakers has the ball back and at their own 40-yard line. We have a down player who is having some rushing and defense attacking Mason Erla. He has not gone up since this play has ended. Crowd comes to a hush. Eli Caban of Sure Healthcare Network, of course, on the field, trying to take a look. No word yet exactly what they were looking at. Almost seems to be a head.
I think it's number 55, Clark.
Not exactly sure on the number yet. Dr. Scott Ryder, also out there from Sure Healthcare Network, taking a look at him. Good hands here in Lakers. Indeed, it is Logan Briesmeister. Briesmeister, I believe that's how we say it. He's a senior for Lakers. 10:46 left in this third quarter. Lakers just got the ball back. He's sitting up now. That's always a good sign. 14-0 Lakers over Cassidy as Cassidy just threw an interception on their first play.
I'm hoping, Clark, this looks it look like they're rubbing the calf. It looks more like a possible cramp situation. We'll hope that's all it is from here.
Not to switch subjects here, Dave, for you, but Cass City, the last time they threw an interception was at their own 45-yard line on the first play of that possession. Exactly the case here in this third quarter.
Well, again, Cass City come out. They decided to roll the dice and go for the home run. Mason Erla catches it, pump fakes the screen pass, and he's got Parker Hare, which is a guy that I think he should be targeting down the field, over the middle of the field a little bit more, his biggest fellow senior target. He throws it down the field. The ball doesn't fly as crisp as we've seen Mason Erla throw it. It kind of dies, comes up short, and it's Hunter Seeley that reacts to the ball, not Parker Hare. He did not read it that it was going to come up short. Hunter Seeley did. He broke to the short pass, picked it off, and all Parker Hare could do was make the tackle. He did not adjust to the ball very well, and just like that, it's like a punt for Cass City because it was such a deep pass. But they get a turnover and give it right back. So any momentum they had, they just stomped out that flame. And now Lakers gets the ball back with a chance to not only run some time, but possibly make it a three-score game.
And as you can hear from our external microphones, number 55, Briesmeister, is getting off on his own power and is jogging it off on the sideline. A good sign for the Laker fan base. 10:46 left in this third quarter. Lakers with the ball, now at their own 40-yard line. Pistol formation. We have another bad snap, and Wisner needs to jump on it back at the 33. This is a 7-yard loss, and this is a second bad snap, and is about 5 plays here in the second half.
Yeah, and Shade Perzanowski is going to get credit for that tackle for a loss on Wisner, but that ball come out low and left from the center. It never come near Wisner, and all he could do was dive on it to save the possession for the Lakers, and now second down and very long coming up.
And the center, Briesmeister, is back into the game now, acting as center for the Lakers. Pistol formation to the left. Wisner in the pistol and has Valentine to his left and Seeley behind him. It's a handoff to Valentine right through the middle at the left hash. He gets out to the 35-yard line, brought down by Parker Hare of Cass City. It's about a 2-yard gain, 3rd and 15. The first down marker is right at midfield at the 50.
Now, again, we've seen Cass City with success on early downs make short tackles, tackles for loss, tackles for no gain. But it's that big play that Lakers has been able to reach up their sleeve and find. Here's that situation. Cass City has the advantage. It is 3rd and a mile. They cannot get burnt here.
3 wide to the right, and Wisner keeps it for himself around the right end, and he is tripped up in the backfield by Parker Hare, who Wisner could not find that edge, and he's brought down in the backfield for a 2-yard loss. a 4th and 15 situation again for Lakers.
Yeah, that's the 5th tackle for loss in this game already for Cass City. He's got 6 tackles leading the team. And now Lakers gathering, going to punt this ball away. And Cass City looking like they are going to have an opportunity to have excellent field position to start this drive.
So Eric Cuthrell back at his own 30-yard line, away in the punt from Keegan Valentine. He's at his 24. There's a snap, a good snap, gets this one off. And this one goes a good distance as Cuthrell needs to backtrack, and the Laker bounce big time as it's going to roll inside the 20 to the 19-yard line as a beautiful punt from Keegan Valentine pins Cass City back with an 80-yard field to work with.
Well, and you can never underestimate the value of a kicker, whether he's kicking the extra points or he's a punter. In this situation, we're already talking that maybe Cass City would have 60, 70 yards left to go to score. They got all of 80 yards now to score. So a great punt by Keegan Valentine in a situation where Cass City was licking their chops for good field position. They're going to have to go 80 yards on this Lakers defense, which has been excellent so far today.
8:41 left in the third quarter. Cass City's first play is a handoff to Sawyer Cuthrell out to the 23-yard line, brought down by Krzyzewski. A 3-yard gain, 2nd and 7.
Yeah, Keegan Valentine not far away and on that tackle as well. A short gain for Cass City. The running game outside of Brandon Horn up the middle has just simply not been there. The passing game hasn't been an option either, as Mason Earl, 1 for 10, has now completed more passes to Lakers than he has his own teammates. And it's just been a tough sledding situation here for the Cass City offense. They have had nothing going their way outside of Brandon Horn.
In the T formation, it's
speaking
a handoff
of Brandon Horn.
Right off to Brandon Horn across the 30-yard line. No, that's Nick Perry.
Nick Perry with the carry.
Yeah, that is
you
Nick
are
Perry.
Right.
Okay. I thought I saw 4 there. It's actually a 3. Nick Perry with the carry out to the 31-yard line. And it's a first down for Cass City at the 31.
And much needed for them. The only success they've had outside of that Nick Perry run has been Brandon Horn right into the teeth of the defense, going outside laterally. This Lakers team has been very quick, and they've wrapped up the tackler, Clark, and that's very important.
We have a flag on the snap, and this is going to be a false start disco night against Cass City. This will push them back 5 yards inside the other side of the 30-yard line, back to the 26 for a 1st and 15 for the Redhawks, as that is their 2nd penalty of the night for now total of 10 yards on offense for the Redhawks.
Just been a tough night for Cass City on offense. Lakers got all the momentum right now. Lead this game 14-0. Still Cass City with the football trying to get on the board here on the road in their first GTW game of the season.
Lakers defense adjusted. 2 wide to the right, 2 wide to the left. Shotgun for Erla, who rolls to his left and has time. Let's this one fly, and it's in and out of the hands of Sawyer Cuthrell at the 38-yard line. Brandon Wischlager was in coverage, as that one was on target, but a little bit too much mustard, and it went right through the hands.
Well, when the defense has good coverage, they're shadowing the receiver like they were. Cuthrell having no success getting away from his defender. So Erla's got to zip it in there a little bit, put a little bit more steam on it, like you mentioned, Clark. But that one there went through both of his hands. Outreached. He's got to pull that ball in, because those are the ones that he can turn up field and take for a big gain.
This one's a handoff to Nick Perry, and here comes the Laker rush, and the blitz works like a 2 at a T and pushes them back a yard, maybe even 2 yards or even 3.
Yeah.
A 3-yard loss brought James Stork on the blitz, brings down Mason Earl for the sack, and now it's a 3rd and a country mile.
Right, and Lakers, when Cass City decides to run their version of what a read option or a delayed handoff to the running back, they aren't even looking at Mason Earl. At some point in this game, he's going to have to almost take the carry himself, even if it's for a short game, just to show them that he can run it, because they're not even buying into those fakes.
And it's a handoff to number 11, Brad Hacker, new man in the backfield. He gets across the original line of scrimmage out to the 28-yard line, brought down by Keegan Valentine. It's a nice gain, but it's still facing a 4th and 13, a 4-yard gain for Cass City, a 4th and 13 now for Cass City at their own 28-yard line.
Yeah, tackle number 6 there for Keegan Valentine, and looks like a timeout by Coach Grybalskis is number 7. Keegan Valentine on the tackle. It looks like he's got a bum shoulder there, Clark.
As a medical staff suddenly has their hands full in the second half for the Lakers side. with 6:19 left